Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor, Father God, because you deserve it all. God, we acknowledge you, God, and we just thank you, Lord God, for another day. We thank you for allowing us to come into this place. God, we thank you, Father God, that you allow us to come together. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you allow us to see another day. God, that you open our eyes. Father God, you give us ears to hear. God, you give us breath to breathe. God, that we have the activity of our limbs, Lord God. And so we just thank you, God, on today. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our right mind, God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to see this day, Father God. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you do, God. We thank you for your loving kindness, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for your help in time of trouble. We just thank you, Father God, for God allowing us, Father God, to come into your presence, God, to allowing us, Father God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us, Father God, to pray, Father God, to come into your presence, God, to cast all our cares upon you, Lord God. God, we just thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Lord God. God, to stand in the gap for your people, to pray for ourselves, to pray for others, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, God, because we cannot do this on our own, God. We need your help. And so we're asking, Father God, that you enter in, Father God. Enter into our hearts, Lord God. Enter into our mind, God. Enter into our spirit, Father God. Enter in, Father God, that you can have your way, Father God. Move all that stuff out of the way, Lord God. Everything, God, that is contrary to your word, everything, God, that is not pleasing in your sight, God, we ask that you move it out the way, Father God, that you can have your way, God, that you can, God, can take control, Father God, that your spirit can move like you want to move, say what you want to say, do what you want to do, God, we want your spirit, we don't want us operating out of the flesh, Lord God, out of our emotions, Lord God, but we want you, Father God, to move, because it's by your power, it's by your might, it's by your spirit, it's by your word, Father God, your word that has power, not us, Lord God. We are nothing without you. It all comes from you, God. So we are acknowledging you right now, Father God. We acknowledge you, God, that everything that we have, everything that we think, everything that we say, all the ideas, Father God, it all comes from you. We can do nothing without your wisdom. We can do nothing without your knowledge. We can do nothing, Father God, without your help, Father God. So we're asking you, Father God, to have your way, Lord God, in this place, Lord God. We're asking you, God, that your spirit will flow in this place, Lord God, that your spirit, Lord God, will rest upon this altar, Father God, that your spirit will move, God, and touch every heart that comes, every person, every need, every situation, Father God, that you will meet your people right here, God, even as they come to the door, God, even as they drive into the parking lot, as they make their heart and make a decision, Father God, to come into your presence, to gather together with the saints, Father God, I'm asking you, God, that you would touch them, Father God, touch them in their mind, touch them in their heart, touch in the spirit, touch in their soul, Father God, that they will be open, Father God, to receive, God, oh God, remove all the hindrances, Lord God, all the doubt, all the unbelief, all the negativity, Father God, God, even the voices, Lord God, and the things, Lord God, they heard or said, Father God, even stuff that they were believing, Father God, that are lies, God, I'm asking, God, that you remove it, God, Lord God, that you expose it for what it is, Father God, just lies, Father God, lies, and Lord God, all that stuff, Lord God, that'll lead them in the wrong direction, Father God, and help, Father God, your people, God, to hear what your spirit is saying in this season and in this time, God, and give them a heart to accept everything that you have to say, Father God, give them a heart to accept, Father God, and not doubt, Lord God, and not have, Lord God, any misgivings, and not have, Lord God, any, Lord God, hesitations, Lord God, in their heart, and fear, hallelujah, God, remove all fear, Lord God, fear to move forward, fear to move back, fear to stand still, just fear, fear of what is to come, fear of the unknown, fear of don't knowing, fearing of any decisions that are made, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, to remove all fear, Father God. And even if something is made or a decision is made or something is done, that they don't fear, Lord God, what can man do unto them, Father God? But they put their trust in you, that in every situation, in every circumstance, Father God, that you, Father God, are in the midst, Father God, and that you work everything out for our good, no matter what happens, Lord God, no matter what the outcome, Father God, it is for our good, it's for our learning. So God, I'm asking, God, that you help your people to receive everything that you have for them, regardless as if it hurts, regardless as if it's good, regardless if it's exciting, or Father God, even if it feels like it's a setback, because we know, Father God, it'd be a setup, huh? It's a setup for what you got planned for them, Father God, and it's something that they have to go through, it's something that they need to go through to learn something, to get something, or even to pull something out of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's hidden, Father God, that's lying dormant, and you're trying to activate that thing, Father God, that gift, that talent, Lord God, that's on the inside of them, Father God. Give them the courage to trust you even the more, Father God. Give them the courage to lay it at your feet and be like, God, I need you, hallelujah, order my steps, Lord. Give them the courage to cry out even the more. So God, we're asking you, God, order our steps. Help us, God, to understand what we read. Help us to understand what we see. Help us to understand what we're facing. Help us to understand what we're dealing with daily, Father God. Daily, Father God, we need your help, Father God, because we don't understand, Father God. We don't know, Father God, but you know. We know that you know, Father God. And God, restore that faith, Lord God. Restore that faith in you, Father God, because so much has happened. So much has been said. So much has gone on in our lives, Father God. Oh, God, that has us, some of us, Lord God, in a place, Lord God, we just don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. But, Father God, restore the faith in you. Restore that hope in you. Restore that trust in you. Restore that mindset, Father God. Restore the right perspective, God, in the name of Jesus, down on the inside, Father God, that they won't lead to their own understanding. None of us will lead to our own understanding, God, but we will trust you with everything that's within us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to make that one step forward, Father God, and not compromise, Lord God, not stay in a place of doubt and unbelief, not stay in a place of despair and sadness, Father God, not stay in that dark place, Lord God, but look for the light, oh God, in that dark place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And if by chance we are in that tunnel, God, help us to see the end of the tunnel, Father God, where that light is shining, Father God, and help us to run through it like never before. Run, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, with everything that's within us, Lord God, to get to the end of the tunnel, that we can see that light again. God, let us not stay lost and unknowing, in the unknown, Father God, but help us, God, to reach out and cry out to you like ever before, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you can get the glory out of our lives, Lord God, that we will no longer be stagnant, stuck, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we will no longer be in that place, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, but that we will worship you and honor you in spirit and in truth, in the name of Jesus. Lift up all the heavy burdens, Lord God, lift it up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even the pain and the hurt, Father God, even that stuff, God, that is hidden away, that we don't talk about, God, in the name of Jesus, help us to give it all to you and not hold it in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because it's in there, Father God, it's in there, Father God, and we're holding on to it, God, help us to release all that stuff, Lord. All the grudges, Lord God. All that stuff, God. All the unforgiveness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Thinking and believing we can handle it, God. And we cannot handle none of it. God, we cannot.
God, help us, Lord, as we release these things unto you, as we give them unto you in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we're asking you, Lord, lift it up off of us, Lord. We can't carry the ball and chains. We cannot carry them in the name of Jesus. God, help us, Lord God, to shake it all off, Father God, and not stay in that prideful state. God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to let go of those links and those chains, Lord God, and not to rebook, God, knit them together, Lord God, because of our own attitude, because of our own understanding. Father God, help us, God, to leave the past in the past and let it all go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, to move forward in you, Father God, because your plan is good. It is good, and the devil is a liar. Your plan is good, and you cannot lie. You cannot lie. You are God that knows all, sees all, God, and you are able to do all in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help your people, God, to trust you even more. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, stand firm on your promises, because your word is true. Your word is true. You cannot lie. Oh God, help them to understand that we cannot do things on our own. Oh God, and it may not be what we think it should be, but God, give them the courage to hold on until you bless them. Hold on until you open that door. Hold on until you close the door behind us. Hold on until you see the change. Hold on in the name of Jesus until you bless them, Lord. Until they see you move, God, hallelujah. And even in the movement, Father, let them not get complacent. Let them not just be like, oh, okay, it's done, because it's never done. There's always more. There are deeper depths in you, hallelujah. There is more. There is more. Give your people the courage to seek more. There's deeper depths. There's things unknown that you want to share, that you want to give, that you want to show. Give your people the heart to want the more. God, remove the hardness of the heart, the stiff neck, the stubbornness. Oh God, and all that other stuff, the perversions. God, some are being seduced, Lord. You, oh God, remove the seduction. Expose it for what it is, Lord God. Let it be seen, Father God. Let them discern, Father God, right or wrong. Let them discern, Lord God, that stuff that's so, God, so, it seems so real, but it's such a lie. Help them to see the truth, Father God. Let them not be deceived by what they see, but what they hear. But let them, Lord God, use the spirit that you have placed out on the inside of them. Let them see, Father God, the lust, Lord God, they're trying to be lured away. Lured away. Father God, and let them turn from it, God, and seek you, God, because your gift, Lord God, is good, and it adds no sorrow. Peace of God can be deceiving, Lord. Help them to see the truth, Lord. Receive the truth. Know the truth. God, give your people the courage to get into that word and meditate on it, Lord God, day and night. In the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you, strip away the old. Strip away the old stuff, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Strip it away, Lord. Strip away that old stuff. God, help us, God, to stop picking up that old stuff. Strip it away. Hallelujah. That we can walk in the new life, the new sight. New. Jesus. Oh, God, give us the courage, Lord God, to step in that territory. Father God, the unknown territory. Father God, to just walk by faith and not by sight, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord, have your way. Have your way, have your way. Oh God, we need your help, even in our families, even in our relationships. God, there are family members on our heart, and we don't even talk to them. We may not even see them, but God, we know, God, because you show us. We're asking you, God, look upon them, God. Help them, Father God, to get to a sanctuary that's holy, that is believing you, that moved by your spirit, that's not religious. God, they need to be a sanctuary. They need to have an encounter with you. They need to be revived and renewed, Father God, in the Spirit. They need to be made whole, God. Help them, Father God, to find you again. God, help them to see you again. Help them to remember who you are. Help them to understand who they are, Father. Father God, let them not believe the lie, but help them to believe the truth, regardless how it feels. Help them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless your people on today. Guide them, Father God. Direct them, Father God, in every situation, in every circumstance that they encounter. Lord God, Jesus, let them not fret. Lord God, God, expose the spirit, God, that's trying to overtake their homes. Expose it, Father God, and let them stand up against it using your word, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. Father God, let their feet be in your word and walking in peace. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, remove that argumentative spirit, the pride, that Lord God, thinking we know it all. God, remove it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And help us, God, to communicate with one another. Lord God, to be at peace with Father God, I ask you, Lord, give us a servant heart, that we serve one another, whether it's in the house of God or whether it's in the secular world. That we serve one another and we do it all unto you. Not looking for accolades, not looking for anybody to pat us on the back, but knowing, Father God, that it's you that love us, it's you, God, that appreciate us. It's you that we're pleasing, Father, ask in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to remember that we do it all unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you on today. We thank you, God, for your help. We thank you, God, for mending the broken heart and the relationships, Lord God. We thank you for reconciliation, and we thank you for that restoration, God. But God, help us with our patience, Lord, because we know some things is not going to happen overnight. It's going to take some time. Father God, let us not move too slow, but help us, God, not to move too fast, putting our hands in your business and causing a shipwreck. Father God, in the name of Jesus, but help us, Lord, to just wait on you to do it. God, wait on you to do it. We need you to do it for us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, to just wait on you. Because we know when you take care of it, it'll be perfect. It will be perfect. So, God, we just thank you, God. We thank you for everything. God, we just thank you, God, that we can come to you, God, and we can pour out our heart, God, asking for your help. God, we need your help. Jesus, we really do. We need your help with our attitude, our perspective. God, we need your help. Jesus, we need your help, Lord. God, give us a heart to accept it. That's the only way. Give us a heart to accept it, Lord. And we just thank you. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to come before you right now. God, we bless you. And we thank you for everything that you do in our life and for our families. Lord God, how you look out for us and how you take care of us. How you provide for us. God, we just really thank you for it. And we bless you, Lord God. God, and we give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, Lord. In your Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.